Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Several more Antioch police officers are on leave for reportedly sending and receiving racist and homophobic text messages. KQED's Kevin Stark explains.
The text messages surfaced during an FBI investigation into a separate group of Antioch police officers who are suspected of civil rights violations and police violence. The police department was already down 10% of its workforce. Antioch is investigating the matter, and Mayor Lamar Thorpe said the city can no longer pretend the problem is a few bad apples.
It is clear we have a cultural and systemic problems that persist to this very day.
But he refused to discuss the nature of the allegations or confirm the number of officers involved. The East Bay Times reported 8 officers have been placed on leave because of the text messages. I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
California Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurman wants to make financial literacy courses mandatory in high schools across the state. KQED's E. Okobe learned why on a visit to Berkeley High School.
The superintendent made his case for AB 984 to a room full of Berkeley High students Thursday. Thurman co-authored the bill with Treasurer Fiona Ma. The students showed interest once it became clear that financial literacy classes would help them learn how to save for college, a house, and even retirement. Deputy Superintendent Malia Vela says Berkeley Unified is one of many districts in the state that voluntarily partners with a nonprofit to embed financial literacy content into classes like AP Economics.
What we're really trying to do is make it a standalone course so that they can really dive into the details of personal finance in ways that one or two lessons on it probably aren't going to capture.
Berkeley Unified Superintendent Anikia Ford Mortel says providing the classes helps close generational wealth gaps.
Part of our mission statement is that we prepare our babies, our students, to make positive contributions to the world. And I think that Berkeley is really unique in that it is asking students to be and do amazing things and be equity warriors immediately, but also preparing them to do so in the future.
The bill is scheduled to be reviewed in committee in mid-April. I'm E. Okobe, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. There's more KQED News coming after a break. It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. California lawmakers are considering a bill that would limit where concealed guns can be carried. The proposal, SB 2, had its first committee hearing this week, just as several Bay Area counties are seeing an uptick in applications for concealed carry permits. Reporter Ben Christopher has been covering California's gun rights debate for Cal Matters, and he joins us. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So why are we seeing this trend? I mean, California has some of the strictest gun laws in the country.
So up until last year, California allowed sheriffs and police chiefs to basically decide who should or shouldn't get concealed carry permits. But last summer, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that that approach to issuing concealed carry permits was unconstitutional. So sheriffs can't pick and choose at their own discretion. They have to set up a set of requirements. And if you meet those requirements, then you get the license. So since that ruling, there's been this kind of flood of new applications for these permits across the Bay Area and across the more liberal places in California that had these more restrictive rules in place.
So in this moment, are we seeing more people get approved for permits, or are we just seeing more applications for permits?
Yeah, that's a great clarification. So for the most part, we're just seeing more applications. When we look at these counties like San Francisco, Marin County, Santa Clara County, these are not counties that have a ton of experience for processing these applications. And so a lot of these law enforcement agencies, they're receiving hundreds of applications. They are pointing to sort of this giant backlog, and they're slowly making their way through. So you are starting to see more permits issued in places like Contra Costa County. I don't believe San Francisco has issued one yet, but they are sitting on a backlog of over 100. Well, over the last decade, San Francisco issued just 11.
So it sounds to me like SB 2 being considered in the legislature is sort of a response to this Supreme Court ruling, right?
Right. It is absolutely a response. The proponents would say as much. Governor Gavin Newsom, Attorney General Rob Bonta, and Senator Anthony Portantino from La Cañada in Southern California, they're pushing this bill. And they say that this would put a bunch of new restrictions on concealed carry permit holders while also complying with this new standard. So there would still be objective criteria for applying for these permits, but there would just be these giant list of restrictions on where concealed carry permit holders can actually take their guns, you know, including on the list are public gathering places, protests, festivals, university campuses, houses of worship.
Often we hear that efforts to increase gun access is about public safety. In your reporting, you cite some research into this relationship. Can you tell us a little more about it?
A few studies say that the specific legal change that the Supreme Court is basically foisting on California, taking away the discretion of local law enforcement to hand out these permits, is associated with a 9% increase in violent crime. That's not generally because concealed carry holders are more likely to commit crimes. In fact, they're less likely to.